Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So I thought we'd talk about some high strangeness that's been going on with Joe Biden recently. Now, I mean, everything's going brilliantly in America because we've redefined what a recession is, but we're not going to talk about that because that's boring economics that affects people on a daily basis. Who wants to talk about that? Let's talk about Joe Biden being weird, shall we? But before we begin, if you want to support us, you can go over to lotuscs.com and sign up to watch our latest live stream, which is our Cyberpunk Dystopia Episode 2, because things keep coming through my timeline on social media that just make me realize that, yes, we are actually sleepwalking into what is traditionally predicted to be a cyberpunk dystopia, and we're almost there, and so I'm cataloguing and documenting these things. So when we are all in the metaverse eating the boogs, being dictated to by a senile brain in a jar that is Joe Biden's continued form, I can at least say, I warned you, I told you this was happening. And also, they're quite funny. Anyway, let's begin with Joe Biden saying that he has cancer. No one believed him. No one believed he had cancer. Everyone was like, no, you have dementia. And then they moved on.
The fact that there was not a stock market crash, like when there was that fake tweet that Obama had been killed, just shows you that everyone, even the lay press that are running cover for him, know he is in cognitive decline.
Yeah, everyone was like, okay, well, that's just a senior moment from Joe Biden. And the thing is as well, because everyone also realizes, well, he lies like this all the time. Whatever he's talking about, he claims that he's been a part of it in some way. You can get to the next one. You can see, like, just, you know, in previous times, we're like, well, I had asthma, I had cancer, I worked on... was it an oil rig or something he claimed to have worked on? He was, you know, I was...
I dug out the railroad with John Henry in the 1700s.
He always claims all of these things. And it's, honestly, I'm not even sure that he's necessarily lying. I think he might just be so senile that he doesn't realize that he's doing this. And this is just not true. You know, maybe like in his dotage, he's created a false memory of the thing from having read about it when he was a youth or something. Who knows, right? But anyway, so the other day, the White House put out a couple of videos, which were not recorded on the same day, but they were very, very interesting because it's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde Joe Biden. And I just thought we'd watch the first video, then the second video, just to see the differences. Let's watch.
Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy. We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours. Dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of a defeated president. The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. There can be no greater responsibility than to do all we can to ensure the safety of our families, our children, our community, our nation, and our law enforcement officers. I will always meet that duty, just as you do every single day as members of a critically important organization.
So what I find remarkable about this, about that video, is he hardly blinks.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Aside from all of the lies, right, watch his forehead here. There's virtually no movement in this sector of his face, and it is just so bizarre. It's literally like it's made of plastic, and he's got a weird, like, dark tone to his voice. He's very, you know, and he's very angry, you know, and he's obviously, that's not even thinking about, like, the nonsense that's coming out of his mouth. We'll cover in a second. Like, rivers of blood coming out of the...
Yeah, right up, pal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's just ridiculous, right? And then on the same day, they released this video, which it's like it's an entirely different man speaking.
He looks like Jimmy Carter's corpse.
Well, yes, he does. But let's watch.
Folks, as we fight inflation, bringing down gas prices is a big part of the job. And here's the good news. Gas prices have dropped every day this summer. That's more than 40 days in a row. We now have 40,000 gas stations in the United States where the price of gas is $3.99 or less. How do we get the price down? Well, a new report today shows that our plan to take oil out of storage, put it on the market, played a big part. Plus, I'm pressing the oil industry to pump more oil here in the United States. And as the global cost of oil drops, pass the savings on to the consumers. But we have a lot more to do. We're working with the oil and gas industry to get production up and prices down, even as we stay focused on transitioning to a clean energy economy. And I promise you, I'll continue to do everything I can to bring down gas prices.
Now, doesn't he just seem a lot more human in that?
Well, human's a bit of a stretch, but I think his uppers just wore off. He does remind me as well, I'm going to nick this from... Dave from Loud of the Crowders podcast. I don't know if you can get the image up, John. He looks like Gary Oldman from Hannibal. You won't be able to recognize him from under all the makeup.
Right.
But it's just this stretch screen creature in a wheelchair that's hooked up to an IV drip. And but the previous one that you showed me, there are just so many layers to that nonsense that whatever lesbian slam poetry grad wrote for him there with the rhythm and beat, especially because his own party spent 2 years saying we should defund the police because they're all racists.
Well, yeah.
And now they're somehow protectors of American democracy, and an insurrection is antithetical to a nation that was founded on the basis of a revolution.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't know what the American Revolution was.
No.
You know, this insurrection, an insurrection is antithetical to democracy. It's like, well, how did you get rid of the king? But anyway, let's quickly go over the lies, obviously, because, I mean, these are just really blatant lies. The protesters on January the 6th didn't kill anyone. A few of them died from medical conditions, because some of them were quite old. One of the only police officer who died was Officer Sicknick, who died a few days later, and the coroner says, quote, natural causes, said the medical examiner's office. And so despite the fact that he'd been sprayed with a chemical substance, there was no evidence of internal or external injuries or an allergic reaction to it. And he seems to have died of a stroke a few days later. So bad luck, I guess. You know, a clot in an artery at the base of his brainstem, apparently. So tragic, but not murdered by the protesters.
I'm sure it was completely unrelated to a medical treatment as well. That might have been had earlier in the year.
That's a great point, because there's nothing wrong with any medical treatments, as we all know. But anyway, the only person who was actually killed was Ashley Babbitt, of course, and there's video of her being shot. If you get the next one, she was trying to break in, she was unarmed, she was surrounded by police, and a security officer shot her for some reason. Don't know why.
He did a follow-up interview. It was like something like 60 Minutes or something.
Yeah,
that
was very sympathetic to him.
Yeah.
Very strange. And he wasn't charged with anything, obviously. So don't know what Biden's talking about with the sort of rivers of blood coming from the protesters and the officers being beaten. Anyway, just as in his second one, the Congressional Budget Office has blamed him for the inflation, by the way. The Congressional Budget Office noted that the stimulus checks sent to every family significantly boosted demand, causing inflationary pressure on its own. But there's more. Paying workers not to work, Biden's COVID stimulus artificially slowed down the recovery of labor force participation. So it's not like he can even point to someone else and say, oh, they're the cause of inflation. No, you did this. And if you're curious as well, we actually have an interview from prison by Edward Jacob Lang, who was one of the January 6th protesters, who I believe went inside the Capitol, and has been languishing in prison without trial ever since. And apparently he's not going to get a trial until next January. So that is essentially 2 years in jail without justice being given to him, whether it's a conviction or not, which seems to be a violation of habeas corpus. So not good. Seems to be an obvious political prisoner. But anyway, so let's get to talking about Biden's strangeness quickly. Because people are like, well, look, you know, is this the same guy? And you can see why they would say that. I mean, look at the eyes. The eyes look really different. Mm. And the hair's, you know, swept the other way. And so, you know, what's going on here? But the sort of, you know, the chin is actually the same. And, you know, okay, combed his hair different ways on different days, because these were obviously not recorded on the same day. And so people are like, well, hang on a second. Is this like a deep fake in the first one where he's looking really weird and angry? Because there was actually a deep fake of Obama going around. There was actually a very impressive thing.
That's fake?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Can you play the video, John? Just so... That is a deep fake of Obama.
That's very impressive.
Yes.
And very disturbing.
Yes. And so it's entirely possible that people are like, well, hang on a second. You know, the second video looked like and sounded like Joe, as in he was doting. He sounded like he was about to fall asleep. He wasn't raging at everything. But and it is possible that the first one was a deep fake, or maybe the second one was a deep fake, who knows? But I think it's actually more likely that he was given his alleged pick-me-ups that he was apparently being given before the debates. This was something that Trump alleged, and a former White House physician also thought so. He might have been given performance-enhancing drugs, said Ronnie Jackson. And he thought it was completely reasonable to ask if he'd been medicated, see if there had been, you know, a couple of times because he'd come out looking a little more energetic. And if you think back to that first video when he's ranting and raving, not blinking, and his eyes are bulging, it's like, yeah, it looks like he's been given some sort of medication.
He probably just borrowed a bottle of Ritalin from one of the children he was sniffing at the time.
Probably, because there are a lot of people saying, well, this is proof of a body double or a deep fake. And it's like, I don't think it is. I think it's actually proof that they're drugging.
Yeah, he's cracked out of his mind. Yeah. Hey, Hunter, come in here. I'm feeling a little tired.
You know that president who claimed that he had cancer and everyone ignored it? Yeah, well, they give him drugs to keep him awake. who they are, I mean, whoever the people around him are, you know, it might be something worth being concerned about, but I think that's what the problem is. And another thing as well is the videos are often heavily edited. This is just an article by Town Hall where they go through just how just remarkably edited it is. Like, and it's worse than a lot of, you know, the sort of like Zoomer YouTubers where it's literally cuts between every word. It's almost that bad. It's almost like, in fact, can you just play that video in the embed there? Just so you can see the clip. So you can see it's like literally like one sentence clip.
Yeah.
One sentence clip. I mean, it'd be quicker if he spoke faster. But you can see, like, just how bad this is. And this just strikes me as a huge amount of damage control on the part of the White House. Whoever's in charge of this are like, right, okay, give him the drugs. We'll fix it in editing. It'll be fine. You know, don't worry about it.
I like that the framing keeps changing as well, because I'm almost telling this story in my head that he keeps wandering off the podium, knocking the camera over.
Well, he might. I mean, there's no proof he doesn't do that. But anyway, so that's just a bit of high strangeness going on with Joe Biden. I think it's just because he's nearly 80 and he's clearly not up to the job.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the contemplation series that Josh does, and as you can see here, his opinions on who we should purge from the right. You want to follow what else he's putting out? You can follow him on Getter at @Josh_firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card. just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.